Hype Magazine, a magazine that gives you all kinds of flavor for your entertainment needs. You can purchase Hype Magazine in all major stores, as well as getting it digitally at www.gethypeonline.com. Get your ad in Hype Magazine now and subscribe by calling 1-301-579-HYPE. That's 1-301-579-HYPE. 4973. This is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Media.
Get high. What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Carla B., and you are listening to the E-Buzz.
Carla B.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Carla B., and, you know, I'm just always excited to be right back here in the house with you all once again, where we are just always, forever and a day, striving to encourage, empower, and, of course, enlighten your mind. And speaking of enlightening, if you're needing some, guess what? You can always, always find it when you visit www.eotmblog.com, and make sure if you are streaming live via eotmradio.com, you want to subscribe to receive alerts to all of our future shows, because you are not going to want to miss any of the greatness that all of our radio personalities have in store for you. It's been a great year thus far, and I'm can't wait to the second half. Tonight, y'all, we have a show that's dedicated, it's actually dedicated to fans of rap. We're actually honoring female rappers that are making a positive impact in the game. If you guys can remember, a couple months back, we interviewed Mama Kim, a.k.a. the rap to this. And we do have a slew of other great, great female rappers that we'll be bringing to your computer speaker boxes, iPods, iTunes, all that good stuff, to make sure you subscribe to receive alerts for information on all of those great future shows. Today, of course, we do have a great, great guest. And before I bring her on, I want you good folks to actually check out this fire, the single by Miss Stress. She's our featured guest, and this is going to be titled, this is titled Winning Ticket. So check this out, y'all. When we come back, we'll be talking to the one and only, the lady goddess, Miss Stress herself. Hold tight. Check it out, winning ticket, and let me see you get it. Check it out, winning ticket, and let me see you get it. Check it out, winning ticket, and let me see you get it.
Class. They need to form a class.
yay. Welcome back, y'all. That was the hot new track from Miss Stress titled Winning Ticket. And with all that, I want to welcome Miss Stress to the radio show. What's up?
Yo, 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 what's going on? Signing in from here in Indianapolis. How we doing out there?
Oh, we are just super great. We got some, I'm feeling all the energy and stuff, so I'm hyped up and excited to have such a powerful, powerful female on the line with me tonight. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, sister. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Oh, yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am. And that right there was Winning Ticket. And even before we get into to that and all the great things that you're doing, Ms. Stress, go ahead and share with our listeners out there a little bit of background on Ms. Stress.
Oh, Ms. Stress. Well, basically, Ms. Stress, I've been doing this. I've been in the game pretty much for about 13 years. I started out when I was only a teenager in East Chicago. Started rapping, been writing my own music since I was 8. I've had my first album when I was 21, which was called Blowing Smoke. Sold that by hand by myself. And, I mean, I've been on a lot of features. This is actually my second official album that I'm coming out with, which is called the Shay Roddy Chronicles. And I'm doing it with Hype Magazine, Gorilla Squad, all the way through. I plan on doing a lot more writing right now, which is why we're actually doing the Shay Roddy Chronicles, because it's going to pretty much showcase me as a writer, a singer, a lyricist. The sky's the limit for me. I mean, really, I could just do everything. I've been doing everything, but now it's really time to kick the doors down.
That's
time to kick the doors down. We got to be more than just rhymers. We got to be business women. You feel me? That's
right,
what I'm trying to
right.
do. So, Miss Stress is the past. It's Shay Roddy. Shay Roddy is the new frontier.
I love it. I love it. So let's talk about the new album. I know that you're doing a lot with that. You said you're working with your management company, I think Hype Magazine. But tell us about the new album, when that's coming out, and what was it like really putting that together?
It's been a lifelong journey putting this album together because, I mean, with Ms. Stress, like I said, Ms. Stress went through a lot of finding herself, trying to figure out whether or not she wanted to just be this little gutter female from Gary, Indiana, because that's all people was labeling me as this female tongue twister. So it's just kind of like I've been finding myself all this time because I got tired of people putting me in this box. So now with Shay Roddy, the Chronicles of Shay Roddy, I'm able to sing a little bit. I'm able to be poetic. I'm able to do some rock if that's what I'm going to get into. I'm able to do singing and letting other people sing the music that I am writing. It's allowing me to just be more than just a rapper. You know what I mean? It's been years in the making for this album. Years. This ain't something that I just pulled out of my hat. It's something that I've been working on for years because it is a journey. It doesn't take a month to make an album. It should take you years because you're constantly growing. You're constantly absorbing new music, new ideas. Things in the world are changing because I also believe in politics and not only music but in our country. So I've been reading a lot, studying a lot, learning. You know what I mean? Learning a lot from the people that's already out there and doing things.
Right.
And also, trying to take it from a female perspective because I go through things just like all the other females go through. So I got to be able to make sure that they identify with me from the heart and not from the physical. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's definitely you're speaking some knowledge right there. I guess I need to confirm with you. I know that you, of course we called you Ms. Stress, but Ms. Stress has went through a transformation, so to speak. So should I call you, what do you say, Shay Roddy?
It's Shay Roddy, S-H-E-A-R-O-D-D-Y, that's one word. It's my name, it's who I am, you know what I mean? So Miss Stress is like my Sasha Fierce. She's who comes out when I get on the stage. It's like a whole other world. The only thing about Miss Stress too bipolar for me. You know what I mean?
Well,
she can't decide. Yeah, she's bipolar. She can't decide if she want to be gutter or she can't decide if she want to be sexy. I had my transition while I was rocking gym shoes for a while. Now I'm back to rocking the heels. So it's just Shay Roddy's a little bit more comfortable with being every dimension of all of it, and she don't make no apologies for it.
Right, that's what's up. Well, just so you know, I do actually a series of shows under the network, which is called the E-Buzz, but I do a lot of, there's a lot of different series within that series. So actually, you're actually on the show that's under in honor of female rappers that are making a positive impact in the game. And you know that there's so many negative, things when it comes to female rappers. So I know when I did my research on you and I see that you've been grinding since day one, and you are, going through that transformation where you coming into yourself, into the rocker that you're wanting to be. So I just wanted to, kudos to you on that. But I want to ask you, when it comes to, female rappers in the game, what do you see the direction it is going into and how do you feel about that?
Well, I'm kind of glad you asked me that. I was prepared for it, too, a little bit. Basically, I feel like the women are making noise right now. Like, they're making noise. I mean, with Brat getting out, you got Nicki doing her thing. I think that they're making noise, but I don't think that they're making the right kind of noise on some levels.
Okay.
Because we got these little girls looking at us. And we got to be held accountable for what we're putting out. And if we're putting out being plastic and being fake and having fake butts and fake boobs and fake everything, then that's what these girls is going to chase. See, me, I come from an era when hip-hop was being, when it was birthed. You know what I mean? When it was going through the transitions of, Roxanne, Salt and Pepper, to Queen Latifah, to the Brat, to Missy, to Lil' Kim. So I've watched it grow and transform. And where it's at right now, if we don't take a stand as women and unite, it's going to stay at Nicki. You know what I mean? Don't get me wrong. I love Nicki Minaj. I love her. I like her music. But I think she's too artificial for me.
She's
way too artificial, and it's the wrong message that we're sending out to these little girls. And,
We
have to. We gotta give them the right message because these kids' minds are sponges right now. They're sponges
right now. I definitely agree with you. You're spitting, and this is the fire that I like to hear because, I'm definitely with you on that. I feel like it's time that female artists, they once again rock the mic to inspire the little girls. You inspire them to become women. That's what it's really all about. Like I said, I love, feel-good music. I love rap. But, I'm in the era whereas I just need to know that it's, if it's a message, it needs to be a great message for our children because, we want to be able to continue this in a very positive way. So I am definitely with you on that, girlfriend. So how do you, I don't want to jump away from that really so quick, but we only have, it's only a 30-minute interview, and I know this could definitely get a little bit deep. But did you want to elaborate that on what you said or what I said a little bit more before we moved on?
Well, basically, like I said, my goal as a lyricist is to be able to feed. I want to feed the people that's hungry. You know what I mean?
Right.
People out here are hungry for good music. They're hungry out here for lyrics. They're hungry for, music that speaks to them. Some people are. A lot of people are brain dead to this music that they got right now. But it's some people like you and me and other people out here from the hip-hop era that still believe that hip-hop is not dead. Yeah,
right,
my life's short a little bit, but that's only mainstream ways. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It doesn't take a mathematician to realize that man, there's a problem in this culture right now. It does not take a scientist to see that. So if people will really take their heads out of their, excuse my language, ASS, I'm gonna just spell it. People will take their heads out of their butt and keep it real and recognize that man, we gotta reshape, we gotta bring it back, we gotta bring this music back to life. Then it'll be a sweet day.
Oh, yeah, I definitely agree. And I want to go ahead really quickly right now and let the listeners know that if you want to call in and chime in and speak with Shay Roddy, you could definitely do that by calling into 718-664-6543. We do want to hear from you, so definitely feel free to call in. We have to take a really quick commercial break. Shay Roddy, and we'll be right back. Hold tight, y'all. Yo, we are back. I'm Carla B. holding down the E-Buzz show, and we have Shay Roddy here, and she's reminding us, reminding young women that ladies first, and that's a beautiful thing. I love it. Girl power tonight. Shay Roddy, I want to definitely speak with you in regards to your opinions when it comes to this era that we find ourselves in right now in music, the digital era. So what are your thoughts on that?
Man, the digital era, oh, it's like an everyday class. It's like college. Like, seriously, you gotta learn so much. It could be a headache because it's so much you gotta know, but it's so necessary. You know what
right.
I mean? It's so necessary because I remember when you had to get out here and sell your CDs by hand. Well, you
right.
had to get out here and literally, like, beg for people to buy your music and listen to it. Now you could just go online and you could get people are getting rich off ringtones more than albums.
Right.
I love it. So I'm definitely
right.
down with digital era. If you ain't
yes,
with it, you better get with it or get lost.
Hey, for real. This is the music business. This is what the music business has really became. And all of it, when it comes to music, is going in that direction for it. So I definitely agree with you on that. So so we got your perspectives in regards to, a couple of things that some of our listeners were definitely dying to hear, because my instant messenger and all that good stuff was just blowing up. I want you to share with us really quickly at this time, because they heard your track, The Winning Ticket, and I still want to talk a little bit about your album and just that track in particular right now. So if you can share with us, first off, where they can find you at if they wanted to maybe cop that single right now via This Is the Digital Era. Go ahead and let them know where they can find it.
Right now you can find all of my music, including Winning Ticket, on ReverbNation.com/QueenMistress. That's one word. I'm also on Facebook. Hit up Shay Roddy Mistress. Shay Mistress Roddy, sorry. ShayRoddy.com. That'll be coming up very soon. And I'm also on Twitter. You can see me as Mistress_IND. But you can definitely get my music right on Reverb Nation. It will be uploaded on iTunes tomorrow, so you'll be able to grab it then.
That's what's up. So let's talk about Winning Ticket. What went into putting that together, and is that on your new up-and-coming album?
Winning Ticket. It's funny how Winning Ticket came about. It actually came about on a little dance that this guy is doing out here. His name is Joe Man. It's called a Jigolate. And
yeah.
He does it. They do it a lot out here. It's very popular. Shout out to Joe Man, too. But basically, it didn't look too good when females do it because the guys, they do it so hard. So Winning Ticket is kind of like the female version of the Jigolate. You
okay.
know what I mean? It gives it a little bit more of a female swag, so to speak. So
right.
I just kind of added my own little swag to it, and I wanted to make sure that we definitely kept it poppy, kept it worth, bumping in the club, because I want people to dance to my music too. But the only thing is that it's not dumbing you down. I didn't dumb down my lyrics. I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
As much as I wanted to, I just could not dumb down the lyrics. It wasn't going to happen.
Say it again.
You get to kind of see how I put words together, but to also see that I'm not just so serious all the time. I can be right. fun. I do like to have a good time. So that's what Winning Ticket came about. Shake it like a winning
that's
ticket.
Awesome.
Let me see. You get it? Hey.
Okay, that's what's up. And we need a little bit of, you know, dance music and stuff. So that's what's up. Is there a video out on it that we can take a look at it at, or is that not out yet?
Video's not out yet. Me and Jamila, my manager, I love you. We're actually going to work out the, you know, the details on that. We got a couple of people that we're thinking about working with, but
okay.
I haven't quite decided, so it will be coming out very soon.
Okay, that's what's up. So tell us what, I mean, we listened to Winning Ticket and hear a little bit about, I think I got a general idea in regards to what some of the music that you may like to hear, but let our listeners know, what artists are you listening to right now?
The Sads, Mistress, and Gorilla Squad. Listening to some Gorilla Squad, I bump a little bit. I love Jay-Z. I can't even lie.
Yeah.
Jay-Z is like my favorite rapper. I listen to a lot of independent artists right now. A shout out
right.
to my girl, Lavish. We got something that we're doing right now, so I listen to her music. My guy, Boss Beezy. I listen to Playboy the Great. I listen to Mike E. I like Free Throws. I like his album he got going on right now, The Hoodlums.
Okay.
I like this. So I'm really listening to a lot of independent artists right.
right
now because, you know what I mean, we got to support each other. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
we have. And our radio station is kind of just, it doesn't really, I don't know, it's all right. But
right.
I'm from up there by Chicago, and their radio stations out there, they kind of play a little bit more. So
right.
down here, we're a little bit slower. So I really make sure that I stay focused on independent music right now.
Mm. Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. And yeah, definitely a beautiful thing. And shout out to Chi-Town because that's where I am from. So,
hey,
you know, all things that come from the Windy City, they got to be good. That's what I say. But I want to ask you, is there anybody that you're really excited about? I know you threw out a couple indie artist names. But can you think of anybody that really stands out that you're really excited about and that they're bringing in not just the dance stuff but some great lyrics like you? Anybody comparable to you?
Gorilla Squad, my whole squad. You know what I mean? My whole
okay.
squad. Like, we're untouchable. I'm sorry. I have to say it. And, I
right.
mean, LT, my CEO, my brother, Kiki Romeo, we got a French rapper. You know what I mean? We got a rapper that raps in French. I mean,
okay.
not too many people can say that. And, you know what I mean, fire, you know what I mean, forbidden. You know what I mean? We just,
right.
we have good music that we coming out with, and I'm excited about them. I'm really excited about everybody in NAP and what they're doing right now because a lot of people are putting out some good music, you know what I mean? They really are coming together and trying to show that there's more than corn in Indiana. But all I can say, man, is I just got to say my own squad, Gorilla Squad
right.
up. You know, we about to really do some stuff, some big things. And a lot of people out there, they either got to get behind it or they going to get ran over. That's just what it is. I'm sorry.
Right. Hey, that's what's up. That's what's up. You got to have that confidence in yourself. So I'm going to ask you, your music career, it appears to be really just taking off, and I definitely see that super stardom status is like right there when I see you, when I read about you, when I hear you. So how does that make you feel?
Man, blessed and highly favored, because I'm telling you, like, it's this. Man, this industry is a beast. It eats you up and swallow you whole if you let it. So
mm-hmm.
I could say through all my flaws, every mistake that I've made, every bad business move that I've done, it's allowed me to get thicker skin and allowed me to really, you know what I'm saying, be mindful of the people I deal with, be mindful
right.
of what I put out there and how I present myself. It's made me a lot smarter, a lot wiser. It's made me want to expand more and learn more about the business and not just be
right.
another washed up rapper.
I got you. That's well said. Our time is definitely dwindling, but I do want to ask you a question that I ask almost everybody who I interview. You've definitely paid your dues in the game. You've been in the game for a very long time. So what advice would you be willing to lend to somebody out there that is just looking to break into this crazy industry that we call music, the music business? What kind of advice would you be willing to lend to those young people?
I would recommend to start your own movement and not follow a trend. Be true to yourself. Study. Learn this business. Learn about performance rights. Learn about who you're dealing with. Recognize that everybody is not your friend. You know what I mean? Everybody does not have your best interests at heart. So you definitely got to, it's definitely like you're in a casino a little bit. You know what I'm saying? You got to be careful. And just write from your heart. Don't write what you hear on the radio, because everything that glitters ain't gold. Write, be truly yourself. Write about what you feel and let other people identify with it. And go for it. And always put your faith in God. God ain't gonna let you fall. Always stay prayerful, and you know what I mean. Go for your dreams, because you only got one life.
Right. That's some great advice. Thanks so much. I know I want to have you on again, Shay Rowdy, because our time is dwindling. But we didn't even really get the opportunity to take some callers, and our phone lines and stuff are just blowing up. But I do want to do one special thing before you leave. We do this thing that's so fun at the end of each show. It's called the EOTM Hot Seat. So we say one word, and you say the first thing that comes to mind. You are you up for it?
I'm ready.
Okay, cool. All right. So I'm gonna say one word. You say the first thing that comes to mind. We got 13 questions.
Okay.
Number one, East Chicago, Indiana.
Home.
Shay Rowdy Chronicles.
Awesome.
Lyrical Goddess.
Me.
MC Light.
FMC.
McDonald's French fries.
Crack.
Blowing smoke.
Weed.
Hype magazine.
Best.
Indie music.
Great.
Obama.
Skeptical.
You are officially off the hot seat, and I got it. I want to have you back on when I do one of my political shows, because when you said that, I'm skeptical. I'm like, yeah, that's what's up. We gonna be good. You are officially off the hot seat. Shay Rowdy, I want to definitely, just give you mad love. For coming on at such a last minute. I know we scheduled the interview last week, and you were like, yeah, I'm in. So thanks so much to that for that. Thanks so much to Hype Magazine for helping it put this all together. Kudos to y'all over there at Hype. Shay Rowdy, you got any last words for our listeners?
Yes. Shout out to my Gorilla Squad, my whole squad, LT, Fire, Kiki. I love y'all, John G, Rob. I'm holding y'all down. Shout out to Showstopper, my girl Keisha Showstopper, the best promoter in the city. Shout out to Hype Magazine all day. They got my back right now. Shout out to all my people in Gary and East Chicago, Hammond, Maryville, that whole area up there. Shout out, I got y'all on my back. And shout out to Indianapolis, man. Shout out to everybody that's out here bumping good music and believes in me and never gave up on me, because I ain't going to give up on y'all. And shout out to myself for just continuously putting out good music and not following the trend but starting a movement.
Hey, what's up? Yeah, definitely. Kudos to you, lady. Keep doing your thing. Keep sending the music over to EOTM Radio. We would love to represent you and all you do. Keep it hot, y'all. Peace and blessings. I'm out.
Hype magazine, a magazine that gives you all kinds of flavor for your entertainment needs. You can purchase Hype magazine in all major stores, as well as getting it digitally at www.gethypeonline.com. Get your ad in Hype Magazine now and subscribe by calling 1-301-579-HYPE. That's 1-301-579-HYPE-4973. This is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Media.
Get hype. Get hype. entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.